This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegebusch wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus
plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good evening and welcome to Vandalia Butler, the SAC. We're here for the state semifinal between Monroeville and the Rushi Raiders. Jack is having a conversation with the other guy down the way, but he's coming back and he will start us with the play-by-play now. I introduced us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They know we're here.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, speaking to you from the Vandalia Butler Activity Center. And we have got volleyball action for you. The Division 7 state semifinal. The Rushi Raiders, 21-6. And the Monroeville Eagles, 24-2. A couple of veteran coaches. Aaron Watkins, 10 years, running the show at Rushi. Kendra Snook, 17 years, as the mentor of the program at Monroeville. Monroeville has been to the state final six times in the last decade. This is Rushi's first trip. Rushi, of course, victorious, overcoming Fort Loramie in the regional, beating the Redskins last Saturday in five. Meanwhile, Monroeville had a cakewalk in its regional. It did lose four sets in the district, winning twice by scores of 3-2, beating Sycamore Mohawk in the district, a team which beat Monroeville in the regular season. Eagles at one point were 2-2 on the campaign and have reeled off 22 victories. Meanwhile, Rushi is red hot, having won a couple of big matches in regional play, beating number two ranked Lipsick three in a row and knocking off Fort Loramie in five. Shapes Up is a great match here today, Chuck. Who will perform better in the moment, the big moment of this match? At 15-15, 20-20, 23-all. Who's going to serve darn near perfectly without a fault?
Well, that's what you hope for. I mean, you want to cut out all the little mistakes that cost you points. You've gotten all the way to the semifinals, and it should be a good match. They're throwing volleyballs at me, sorry. But I think coming out of the region that Rushi came out of, they win the state more often than they don't.
Well, the Shelby County Athletic League includes, of course, the likes of Rushi, Fort Loramie, Anna. Raiders competition outside the SCAL includes some of the MAC stiff competitors as well. Keep in mind, Monroeville takes part in the Firelands Conference. You've got the likes of Norwalk, St. Paul, Sycamore, Mohawk. Beyond that, it's not a real strong league. And the non-conference schedule for Monroeville doesn't stand up to Rushi's either. Although Monroeville, as we've already referred, has outstanding tradition in this sport. key performers we'll be talking about in this match here tonight. Of course, for the Rushi Raiders, you'll recognize the names. Juniors Hazel Francis and Teles Borchers. Hazel, 357 kills on the year, 34% hitting percentage, 99 blocks. Teles Borchers, 277 kills. Izzy Chapman, setter, 441 assists. Courtney Flippo in the back row, 337 digs. And she is coming off a superb match against Fort Loramie in the regional championship. Monroeville is led at the net by a trio of seniors. Maddie Reber, 327 kills. Addie Adams and Alexa Adams, they're twins, 275 kills and 244 spikes, respectively. Addison Lyons has 512 assists at setter, and junior Addison Holman, 744 digs. I think it's going to be a 4 or 5 setter, Chuck. I doubt that one club runs away with it. Who starts fast? Who wins that opening set? That's a big edge on this enormous stage, a state semifinal.
Absolutely. And this sport may be, basketball might be close, but this is a sport where momentum, where you get on a roll and you score 4 or 5 points in a row, and all of a sudden you look up, you know, and it doesn't take much to get to 25.
Now we'll take a short break and then return with comments from both head coaches plus Celeste Borchers of Rushi following the victory by the Raiders over Fort Loramie in the regional championship. Coach Watkins and I will comment on the fact that Rushi may have a little bigger crowd here today, being just 40 minutes away, every bit of 2.5 hours for Monroeville. And I like the fact too, Chuck, that some of these Raiders have performed on this court in basketball in regional tournament play the last couple seasons.
It does help. I mean, to have a venue that you're used to, that, you know, that this is a big place. And for these girls who have already played basketball there, I think it does make a little bit of a difference.
Winner advances on to the state championship at 4 o'clock on Saturday at Wright State University against the winner of the match between Tiff and Calvert, the favorite, and Tuscarawas Central Catholic. We'll return with more from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in just a few minutes. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth.
To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello once again. Welcome back to the Student Activity Center here at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Volleyball coverage today here on scoresbroadcast.com is bonus coverage. These are extra matches or contests added to our 11 months of high school play-by-play action from August to June. And because of the short length of some volleyball matches and the limited breaks to provide time for our commercial sponsors, we'll insert as many commercials as possible. Most of the commercial announcements will occur during timeouts within each set and during time between sets. Again, we'll insert as many commercials as possible during our bonus coverage of volleyball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders, Monroeville, state semifinal here at Vandalia Butler. Should Rushi win, Raiders advance on to Wright State University for the state championship in Division 7 on Saturday at 4. Well, Coach Aaron Watkins of Rushi was a guest of Brandon Coverman and Bryant Billing after the regional championship win by the Raiders over the Fort Laramie Redskins. That was last Saturday. Coach Watkins was so excited. He talked about a number of things, about his team's superb passing versus Fort Laramie and the fact that beating the Redskins was a major objective, a hurdle his Raiders overcame.
We focused all year on a good first contact. We have great hitters, and we talked today, if we can pass the ball, our hitters are going to make it happen. And that really is what it came down to, that fifth set. We passed the ball. We put our hitters in a situation to make plays, and they did. They showed up. They want the big moment. I think we've had some teams that have been here that maybe have shied away in that big moment, not been ready to make that big play. We walked into pass and serve this morning, and these girls were just smiles on their faces, ready to go. You know, you obviously have some nerves, but I think when you're playing Laramie, there's a big mental aspect to that for Rushi girls. There has been, and I'm just not sure that's been quite the mental stigma with these girls, and they showed up today and made one heck of a thing happen. This was a goal, something we've talked about from day one, and I talked to him this morning about how fitting it would be for us to go to state beating Laramie. I don't think there's anything better for our volleyball program. Just so proud of these girls, so excited for them, and get another week of practice with them.
And that was quite a joyful practice week leading up to today's state semifinal here at Vandalia Butler. Celeste Borchers, one of numerous heroes for Rushi in that regional championship win over Fort Laramie, as she commented after Saturday's match how important it was to adopt the motto, the ball never drops, it never gets to the ground, always make a touch, all gas and no breaks.
Obviously, there's going to be nerves, like, in those big moments. There's nerves throughout the whole game, but it's just learning to, like, refocus and telling. I mean, a big thing this game is mentally tough, and, you know, no matter how much we get down by, we've wanted this for so long, and it's just, like, all gas, no breaks is kind of our motto. Even when we're down, we just go, go, go. I mean, we got to set our block. We got to take away what we can with that block, but also it's just having the mentality, like, nothing drops. We said that so many times during this game. Like, no matter how ungettable the ball is, it's get a touch, and getting a touch just goes so far because it just keeps those plays alive and elongates the plays and just contributes to the win overall. I think really having the experience just helps so much because I think an unexperienced team shuts down in those like difficult moments when the game gets really close, and I think having an experienced team that, again, has that ability to be mentally tough just really plays a huge role in being able to just move through the hard moments and eventually, win the game.
Celeste Borchers, third team All-State performer for the Rushi Raiders. Hazel Francis, first team All-State, by the way. Kendra Snook, 17th year head coach at Monroeville, her club on a roll, as we noted several minutes ago, 22 straight triumphs for Monroeville, which is led by libero Addison Holman, middle hitter Alexa Adams, who's 5'10", defensive specialist Maddie Reber, also 5'10", and outside hitter Addie Adams, 5'10". Alexa and Addie Adams are twins, and Coach Snook of Monroeville talked about her club's roster and the tradition of excellence in this sport at Monroeville.
Alexa Adams, Addie Adams, their twin sisters, and Maddie Reber. So all three of those were starters on our state runner-up team in 2022. We also have a senior setter who's been a three-year starter, along with a sophomore counterpart of Casey Potes, and then a strong libero, Addison Holman, who is a junior.
Talk about how your team progressed over the course of the season. Here you are in the state semifinal. Did you think back in August that this goal was attainable?
This goal was definitely on the kids' mind. You know, starting as freshmen and ending their season in the state final four, and actually in the state finals, you know, they always have wanted to get back, obviously. So we knew it was going to be tough. We started the first week of season actually 2-2, and then the coaches got a little bit smarter and changed the lineup a little bit, and we've been doing really well since. So the kids are continuing to work hard and have bought into, you know, the program and bought into our philosophy to continue to get better and aren't satisfied with just being good but want to be great.
Outstanding volleyball tradition at Monroeville.
Yes, we've been lucky that, or very fortunate I have been, to have coached a lot of really good athletes. Our first state Final Four team was actually in 2015, and since then we've been able to get back. This is now our sixth time total being able to get to the Final Four. So before 2015, a Monroeville volleyball team, actually a girls sports program, had not been down at state at Monroeville. Since then, our softball team has also had quite a bit of success the last 2 years, finishing runner-up at the state tournament. So I think that our girl athletes are very fortunate to have a lot of great programs in our school, and they continue, these young girls continue to want to strive to be a part of them, to continue that tradition.
Coach Snook of the Monroeville Eagles, her counterpart, Erin Watkins of Rushi. I sat down with Erin this past Monday during a Rushi volleyball practice.
I thought heading into the regional, you had an advantage playing Lipsick in the regional semifinal.
Yeah.
Great preparation for that regional championship game with Fort Warner.
Yeah, on top of just playing a really solid team, I think it also got the girls in a mental space. Prior to that game, you know, what do we have to do to be ready for this game? Really focused in. They executed the game plan we gave them, which was also huge. But I think you leave that nice three, really convincing three-set win. Gives you a lot of confidence going into a game against Laramie, and for these girls, having confidence is a big thing.
And a great start against Fort Laramie. It showed.
Yep.
You whipped them convincingly, set number one.
Yeah, really proud of their response. It's always a mental game, and if you can jump out in that first set and get ahead 1-0, put you in a lot better position to respond later down the road, which is exactly what we did.
I know we were impressed with the variety of points, shot making,
yep,
that you executed at the net against Fort Laramie.
Yeah, we have a lot of athletes, probably my most athletic team top to bottom that I've had, and we've really made a point as the year has gone on to become more dynamic and use that athletic ability to our advantage. So I think when you're playing in these higher level matches, if you can be a more dynamic team, it gives you more opportunities. You're less predictable, less defendable, and I think that's led to a lot of success for our girls these last few weeks.
I think the state semifinal at Vandalia-Butler, 35-40 minutes away, closer to home.
Yep.
Advantage Rushi,
yep,
and your opponent Monroeville's got to travel 2 hours, 15 minutes or better,
yep,
and will no doubt make the hike
down to Vandalia on Thursday, the day of the match.
Yeah. Big advantage for us being close to home. We're going to have a great crowd. We travel regardless, but being 40 minutes away, you're going to get some more people there that you may not if you were a little further away. Other advantage to Vandalia Butler is a handful of these girls that played basketball played there last year in a regional game against Laramie. So just being a little more familiar with the gym, I think, is going to be a little bit of a head start for us as well. And when you're playing in a state semifinal, the quicker you can settle in, the better you're going to be playing.
Hey, Rushi Volleyball's racked up 20 wins this season. What do you work on heading into the state Final Four? You know your opponent, Monroeville, to some extent. You've seen them on videotape.
Yep.
But as a team, as a unit, you've got to continue to polish the things that you do well. You want to do them even better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's anything earth-shattering we're going to, you know, fix and change this week, but you want to be in the rim getting in the gym, getting productive reps, focusing in on what exactly Monroeville is going to do, what we need to do in certain situations in that match, where to put the ball, and really just, you know, fine-tuning, stay touching the ball. That's the big thing for us.
And congratulations to Coach Watkins of Rushi, who this past week earned the OHSAA-sponsored Coaching Achievement Award, guiding the Raiders to their first regional championship in school history. Raiders tournament roster here at Vandalia Butler for the state Final Four includes Courtney Flippo, 5 foot senior, Lily Francis, 5'3" junior, Celeste Borchers, a 5'9" junior, Claudia Haney, a 6 foot senior, Izzy Chapman, a 5'6" senior, Macy Smith, a 5'8" sophomore, Violet Armstrong, a 5'7" junior, Ariana Cordonier, a 5'6" sophomore, Ava Gibson, a 5'9" junior, freshman Ruby Francis, 5'8", Alicia Flippo, 5 feet tall, a sophomore, Hazel Francis, a 5'9" junior, Jocelyn Wysocki, a 6 foot sophomore, and Therese Gibson, a 5'6" soft. We'll return with more. We've got a few more minutes of pre-match activities before we start, 8 minutes away from the beginning of Rushi Monroeville State Semifinal Division 7 Volleyball here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank. Osgood, located in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, in Rushi, new location as of this spring, in Rushi and Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Thank you so much, all the staff and associates at Osgood Bank. A new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, thanks to Dr. Katie M. Bargy at Restore, which treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions, including balance and vestibular rehabilitation, to assist with restoring overall function, mobility, and well-being. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, more than just physical therapy. Restore Physical Therapy, your partner in wellness. Thank you so much. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. Hey, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Now, for these two teams tonight, the key building components are who performs better in the big moments. No question about that. Game tied late in the match. Who will make the key point? The nice, soft, feathery pass that leads to a spike at the net. Which team will get the job done at clutch time? Rushi, of course, got it done late against Fort Loramie in set number 5. After trailing 12-10, Raiders pulled it out 17-15. Those are key building components of today's state semifinal match. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And we salute the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, which provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment with Shelby County Veterans Services. On the web at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. And the annual Veterans Day program downtown Sydney on November 11th near the square. Begins at 11 a.m. and it's sponsored by the Shelby County Veterans Services Office. That's the annual County Veterans Day program, downtown Sydney, November 11th at 11 a.m. Chuck, the stage is set. I tell you what, you can tell Rushi is a lot closer to Vandalia than Monroeville, which is situated way up in the northern part of the north central section of the state. It's in Huron County. That's where Monroeville is located, a good 2.5 hours from Vandalia. Rushi almost just around the block. And blue and gold is everywhere at the Student Activity Center here at Vandalia Butler High School.
Well, they have filled this side of the arena. They filled the, on each end behind the baskets, they filled that. Nice crowd. It's going to be loud. When Rushi does something well, you're not going to have to wonder if it was Rushi or Monroeville.
And I tell you what, I won't be yelling at the top of my lungs. You'll be able to tell, as Chuck noted from the crowd, that Rushi just registered a big point. I'm somewhat moderate in my play-by-play delivery of volleyball. Not fast-paced, not slow-paced. of trying to get the names of the point getters who made that fine assist. Between Chuck and I, we'll try to get that done for you. One thing we will let you know, point by point, is who's in the lead.
Right. That's what they need to know.
Exactly. Exactly. We are just a few minutes away. National anthem upcoming. Then we're back. We've got the start. Rushi Monroeville, state semifinal volleyball. The first of two state semifinals in Division 7 here today at Vandalia. We've got the opener on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24-7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Ready?
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Chuck, it's interesting to note when you look down through Rushi's season, yes, six losses, but in five to Versailles, five to New Bremen, five to Covington, five to Anna, five to Rushi. A powerhouse Coldwater team defeated Rushi 3-0, but five of the six losses in five sets. Rushi's that close to being, what, maybe 25-2, 26-1?
Yeah. Well, you know, the record at this point, it's what you're doing in the tournament, and so far in the tournament, they're undefeated, and that's where they need to stay.
Yeah, well said. Rushi Raiders on the floor. Courtney Flippo, Celeste Borchers, Izzy Chapman, Ariana Cordonier, Hazel Francis. And I'm looking for one more young lady in that starting alignment. Courtney Flippo will serve to start the match. Courtney Flippo, who was outstanding against Fort Laramie in the regional championship encounter. She was stellar, and she serves to begin the action. One, two, three hits. Here's a kill attempt far side by Addie Adams of Monroeville. And Rushi receives in the back line, sends it up front, a faulty pass, grazes down the net. Don't think that was a shot. Pass was off the mark. Point Monroeville.
Yeah, a little bit of nerves, I think, on the pass and the kill.
Here is Monroeville serving to the back line. Flippo's got it for Rushi. Sends it up front, easy for me to say, to Hazel Francis. She nudges it across to the far wing where Monroeville collects it, and it's a spike attempt. It goes down. Well done by Monroeville. Far side of the floor, Maddie Reber, who stands 5'10", gets the point, 2-0, Monroeville in front. Serve received, Courtney Flippo, ball goes to the back line, Rushi chases it down off the end of the court, gets it up and over, Monroeville with three hits, a spike attempt is long, it missed the back line by a foot, point Rushi.
Yep, I think she had an easier shot, she just went for the massive kill, hit it a little too hard.
Oh yeah, she had open space in the back one third of the floor and tried to cut it too close, did Monroeville. Here is Rushi serving. It was sent up and over by Lily Francis. 1-2-3 hits by Monroeville. And, oh, they get confused. Poor communication. The ball lands on the floor of the Monroeville side. It was at the feet of one of the Eagle players. Wasn't collected by Addie Adams. 2-2 tie. 2 points for Monroeville. 2 for Rushi. Here's Monroeville with a spike far side of the floor on the third hit. Good serve received, but the kill attempt is off the floor. No good.
Good job of Haney pulling her hand back. She started to go for the block. Saw she wasn't going to get it and pulled her hand away, so there wasn't a touch.
3-2 in favor of Rushi. Lily Francis serving. 1-2-3 hits by Monroeville. The third one is sort of a sloppy shot, but it's in the corner of the floor. Rushi thought maybe it was going to sail long. It's good, though. And we're tied up at 3. Give that last point on the play to Monroeville's Maddie Miller. Don't think she expected that to not be returned.
No, she was just trying to get it across and get set.
Tied up 3 apiece. Here's Addie Adams serving. Serve, receive, Rushi. Little tip at the net. Yes, it's in. Hazel Francis, soft touch. Found an opening. The front line for Monroeville was set up to block. And Rushi with a change of pace to take a 4-3 lead. On the floor, Violet Armstrong now for Rushi. Here are the Raiders serving. It's airborne by Armstrong. Maddie Miller with a good shot from Monroeville down the right side. And it splashes off the outstretched arm of Celeste Borchers. Point Eagles tied right back up at 4. Monroeville's Alexa Adams serving. Monroeville wearing white shirts, black sleeves, a hint of gold, black shorts. Rushi blue on top, red shorts, gold trim. Here's a point Rushi, nice angle cross-court hit. Mariana Cordonier with the spike. Oh, she placed that one perfectly, Chuck, right on the money.
She is an athlete, that's for sure.
5-4 in favor of Rushi, which trailed 2-0 at the start. Leaping into the air, Hazel Francis with the serve. 1-2-3 hits, a little touch shot by Addie Adams of Monroeville. It's smacked in by Rushi on the return. Who got credit for that, Chuck?
Let me get a number. She's right in the middle.
I believe it was Celeste Borchers. She was alongside Ruby Francis. Celeste got the spike to give Rushi a 2-point lead, 6-4. Here is a good serve received by Rushi. Monroeville gets it back. Raiders 1-2-3 hits. Hazel Francis with a kill attempt. Monroeville blocks it off the floor, missing the line by a foot. And Rushi is on top, 7-4. Nice trick for the Raiders, who tallied 7 of the last 9 points. Hazel Francis with a serve. It is airborne. No good. A little too much oomph on that one off the end of the floor.
Going on serve for the Eagles, number 5, Addie Adams.
7-5, Rushi, Addie Adams, serving for Monroeville. Near side of the floor, gathered by Celeste Borchers. Celeste Borchers up front for Hazel Francis. Kill attempt, gotten back by Monroeville. Oh, a great dig off the floor. Beautifully done by Armstrong. It's passed to the front line, and Rushi scores. Well done by Hazel Francis. 8-5, Rushi.
I think it was Ruby Francis that got that point.
I got my Francis's mixed up.
A lot of Francis's over there in
8-5, 3-point lead, Rushi. Here's a serve, far corner of the floor. It's deep. It's not in, though. Uh-oh, it missed the intersection of the lines, just 6 inches long. A couple of missed serves by Rushi, which is up 8-6. Monroeville serving, striding forward is Addison Lyons. Flippo digs it. Nice job. Borchers up and over for Rushi. Returning is Monroeville's Alexa Adams. Rushi with a good response. Here's a block attempt at the net by Monroeville. It's well done. The ball landed near the line, far side of the floor, at the foot of the official stand, just inbounds. 8-7. Monroeville within one. Serving Addison Lyons to the floor, goes Flippo. Ball sent to the front line. Celeste Borchers crams it, gotten back by Monroeville. Little push shot up and over by Celeste Borchers. It might have been ruled a carry.
A carry. Yep. They tied it up.
Yep. Even up at 8. After Rushi had leads of 8-5 and 7-4. Monroeville jumped on top at the start at 2-0. Serving Addison Lyons. Oh, Ariana Cordonier goes to the far side of the court for Rushi, but she can't collect it. Oh, there was some spin, some sinking action on that serve by Monroeville, which is sneaked to head 9-8. First Monroeville lead since 2-1 earlier. Cordonier dig. Ball set near side for Celeste Borchers. Oh, a good block back by Monroeville. Rushi feeds the front line. Spiked by Rushi. No good. A little too much strength. 10-8. Monroeville up 2. A few unforced errors creeping into Rushi's game at the moment. Serve received by Rushi. Little trick shot near the front line by the Raiders. Well done to Ruby Francis. Gotten back by Monroeville. But the ball bounces into the Rushi bench. Good point, Raiders, stopping the hot streak of Monroeville. And it's 10-9. Rushi serving up one. Here's Izzy Chapman striding ahead. It's a flat serve over the net by a foot. 1-2-3 hits by Monroeville. Kill attempt. Addison Holman gotten back by Rushi. Oh, look at that shot by Celeste Borchers. Oh, windmill action with the right arm. A lot of horsepower on that one. She's drilled it home.
And she hit her armpit on the top of the net.
10-10 tie. Chapman serving again. Oh, that's got way too much power behind it. It is off the floor. Bouncing up into the Monroeville cheering section. That's three missed serves for the Raiders. That's at least three gifted points. 11-10 Monroeville. Maddie Miller serving from left to right on your phone or computer as you imagine things here at Vidalia Butler. Three hits for the Raiders. Oh, they do get it up and over. Kill attempt there by Monroeville. Not tried. It was available. Good rally going on. Celeste Borchers might have broken the plane over the top of the net. Not called. What a rally. A good one here. Cross-court shot, yes, by Celeste Borchers.
Wow, good hit.
Tied up at 11. Flippo serving. Courtney walks to the line and buries that one. Back row of Monroeville. Here's a kill attempt at the net. Haley Mormon tried it. Blocked back by Rushi. Three hits. Monroeville. There's a little blooper far side of the floor, but Claudia Haney for Rushi. Returned by Monroeville, and it's drilled 2 feet inside the back line. Point Eagles. 12-11 in favor of Monroeville. Addison Holman, the libero, serves for the Eagles. The ball is in the air toward the back line of the floor. Rushi watches it. It is no good. Ariana Cordonier, good job. She spied on that ball all the way to the floor and said, I'm not going to touch it. And Monroeville missed. 12 apiece. Lily Francis serving for the Raiders. Digging Holman. Ball set up front for Maddie Miller. Three hits on the Rushi side. Here's a set near side of the floor for Monroeville. It's tried on the play by Addie Adams. A lot of action at the net. Rushi got the point. The ball landed on the Monroeville side, but apparently interference in the net by Rushi.
I think they're saying that the shot was touched and out, but they didn't block that. The shot hit the net and bounced back on the Monroeville side. They missed that one.
13-12 Eagles. Serving is Casey Potts. 1-2-3 hits near side. Kill attempt for Donyer. Far side of the floor. Monroeville gets it. Ball pass to the front line. Sloppy passing. Ball hits the floor. Point Rushi. Tied at 13. Violet Armstrong serving here for the Raiders. Trying to start a streak as we move beyond the halfway point of the first set. Division 7 state semifinal. Opening set of play. Oh, that's a tough chance for Rushi. Kill attempt by Maddie Miller. Celeste Borchers tried to chase it down. Ball glanced off her hand, went behind her. Raiders couldn't catch up to it. They tried desperately. Point Monroeville. 14-13. Alexa Adams serving. There's a set far side of the floor for Hazel Francis. And the shot is wide down the right side of the floor. No good. 15-13 Monroeville. Alexa Adams serving for the Eagles. Ball set to the front line by Celeste Borchers, but it's low, short of the target. And Coach Aaron Watkins of Rushi needs a timeout. Biggest lead of the match. Opening set, Monroeville up three. 16-13 over Rushi on scores.broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Monroeville is up 16-13 after once trailing 8-5. Do the math. Nice stretch of play here for the Eagles, outscoring Rushi. 11-5 on this run. Here is Monroeville serving. Going airborne from the middle of the floor is Celeste Borchers, and it's a good shot. Monroeville mishandles.
Yeah, they just keep putting it in play at Birushi, and you're going to be okay.
Good way to come out of the timeout. Raiders earn a point, 16-14 Monroeville. Striding into the serve is Hazel Francis, who whips it over. Little drop shot at the net by Monroeville, caught Rushi off balance. Cordonier does send it over. Here's a tip near side of the floor by Monroeville. Tried by Addie Adams, but it's played nicely by Rushi, and the Raiders get the point.
Cordonier put that back. Nice job of finding the spot open on the floor.
Ariana was Johnny on the spot to earn the point. She held her position nicely. It is a one-point lead for Monroeville. 1-2-3 hits on the front line. Point for Rushi. Cordonier to the rescue here in the last couple of points for the Raiders. We're tied at 16 after the timeout. Rushi produces three in a row. Here's the serve by Hazel Francis. Monroeville goes off the court to get it. There's a shot from the middle of the floor by Monroeville. Raiders, 1-2-3 hits, blocked back by Monroeville. Rushi sends it cross court for Donyer, right on the line. Got it.
Woo. Heck of a shot right there.
Four in a row, Rushi. Out of the timeout, the Raiders are hot. Cordon, you're playing splendidly at the moment. 17-16 Raiders. Great serve, Rushi. It hits the fist of middle hitter Alexa Adams. Goes beyond her. It's off the floor. Kendra Snook, head coach Monroeville, gets a timeout. Raiders after the timeout rip off five straight to lead 18-16. Set number one, D7, state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Up, the Rushi Raiders answered the bell, down by three, 16-13. Coach Watkins called a timeout. Rushi responding with five in a row, up 18-16. Rally underway, near side Cordonier tried the kill, blocked back by Monroeville. Oh, what a push shot at the net. Beautifully done, Celeste Porchers. A little nudge. Monroeville thought she'd spike it. Change of pace. She dropped it in the open area. 19-16, Rushi. Hazel Francis serving. Oh, here's a beautiful kill. A back set by Monroeville, generating the point on the play. Maddie Reber. Ball delivered to her by Addison Holman. That was beautifully done. Orchestrated nicely by Monroeville. Stops the string of six straight Marushi, 19-17 Raiders. Oh, there's a clout. Heavy hitting Hazel Francis. Ball into the back line of Monroeville. Ball up in the air to Rushi. Rushi in the middle of the floor. A little flip shot is good. Cordonier serving after the point up on the front line by Ruby Francis. Raiders with a lot of change of pace, keeping Monroeville off balance. Later spiking, going for the kill occasionally, but finding open space quite often, and Monroeville's not ready for it. Big time rally, Rushi up three, block at the net, nicely done by Ruby Francis, three hits Monroeville. Backline Flippo, ball set near side, kill attempt, Celeste Porchers, got it! Celeste Porchers pounded one in.
That was a nice set that time by Gibson. She had the block, and then she had the set to set up the point.
Fine passing by Rushi indeed. 21-17 Raiders, four away from the opening set. Good line drive served by Cordonier. Monroeville off the court to retrieve. One, two, three hits. Here's a set near side for Celeste Porchers. Blocked back on the play by Monroeville, but it's no good. It's wide. And Monroeville may need another timeout. Rushi's widened the gap to five. 22-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, this is a big stretch in this opening set. Rushi Raiders have lengthened their lead to five, 22-17. 3 points away from concluding set number one. Serving Ariana Cordonier, she gets the honors. Would be nice if she could be rewarded finishing out this set serving. She has been remarkable here in the opening set of this match.
She is my MVP of the first game.
Well, of course she did that. We jinxed her.
Absolutely. Cordonier just served into the net. It was short of the mark. Below the net cord.
They're right in the middle of the net. It wasn't even close.
Rucci's had at least four gifts on missed serves. 22-18, still up four. Good serve, Monroeville. Going off the floor, Celeste Borchers at the scorer's table. After one touch by Rucci, she can't retrieve. Point Monroeville, 22-19. Monroeville tries to get right back into the thick of things here at the close of set number one. 1, 2, 3, it's for Rucci. Oh, my goodness! Celeste Borcher spot on near the net. This side of the floor went cross-court deep in the corner. Spotted that one home, 23-19. That was a big shot right there.
She's had a nice first game.
Monroeville had tallied a couple of big points. Rucci responding with the kill. Here's a set up to the front line for Maddie Miller. Yes, he hammers it home for Monroeville. 23-20, Rucci. Raiders 2 points away from the opening set. Each team has had leads. Monroeville got the first 2 points of this set. Rucci led 8-5. Monroeville was up three at 16-13. Rucci up three now, 23-20. 1, 2, 3 hits by Monroeville. Ball deflected by Rucci to the back line. Flippo with a good pass near side of the floor to Borchers. The kill gotten back on the play by Monroeville. Good play by Rachel Freeze. And here is a spike at the net by Rucci.
Celeste Borchers again.
Celeste Borchers really put the mustard behind that one. Coach Watkins of the Raiders urging the crowd on. Set point, 24-20, Rucci. There's a serve down the right side of the floor. It's no good.
That was close. Good attempt.
Raiders with some unforced errors serving. The lead is three for Rucci, 24-21. Here is libero Addison Holman serving for Monroeville. 1, 2, 3 hits for Rucci. Blocked back by Monroeville. Pass by Flippo to the front line. And near the net, an awkward attempt by Hazel Francis is no good. Into the net for 24-22. Rucci up two. Raiders need one of the next 2 points. Line drive serve is a good one by Monroeville.
Wow.
Holman, oh, that was stellar. The ball just glanced off the very tippy top of the net. Flippo went diving. Couldn't make the retrieval. 24-23, Rucci. Timeout Raiders, a point away from the opening set. Here comes Monroeville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Up here we go. It is the home stretch of set number one. Rucci clings to a 1-point lead, 24-23. After leading 22-17, 6 of the last 8 netted by Monroeville. Raiders need a point here to win the opening set by 2. It is Holman who's been hot serving for Monroeville. Flippo digs it off the floor. Ball set to the front line. Push shot. Hazel Francis up and over. Monroeville with a spike. Nice retrieval by Cordonier. Set near side. Celeste Borchers. Monroeville blocks it home. Monroeville with a clutch point. We're tied at 24. Give the credit to Alexa Adams, middle hitter, senior, 5'10". She drove it in. Holman serving again for Monroeville. Knotted at 24. Flippo sends it up front to Izzy Chapman. Chapman across to Monroeville. And Rucci's at the net, and maybe the Raiders are in the net. That's the call. Mistake, Rucci.
Monroeville now has a chance to get this point and win set number one in come-from-behind fashion. Serve dug off the floor by Flippo. Chapman sets it in the middle of the floor for Claudia Haney. Kill attempt by Monroeville. Flippo gets it back. Front line. Shot up and over by Celeste Borchers. 1, 2, 3 hits by Monroeville. Ball set near side by Celeste. Monroeville blocks it back. Point Monroeville. Set number one, Eagles, through rally to win 26-24. Stunning Rushi, which had led 22-17 late in the opening set. 22-17 was Rushi's lead. Monroeville wins it 26-24 with a flurry of points to close out set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center, where Rushi has dropped set number one to Monroeville in the state semifinal in volleyball in Division 7. Final tally, 26-24, after Rushi led 22-17. That's a heartbreaker. Tough pill to swallow at set number one, Chuck.
Well, at least it's set number one, so they got a lot of time to come back. But they dominated. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with Monroeville. They did not quit, even when it looked like Rushi was getting ready to win the set.
Resilient. And fine serving. That may have been the difference in the match.
I think so.
Five or six mistakes serving by Rushi. Monroeville had one or two. But late in that first set, Monroeville serves by
Addison Holman.
Yep, Holman had some sinkers. Good dropping action. The ball nosedived. And Rushi didn't adjust. Ball was at their feet. And the Raiders could not play it cleanly enough to generate the passing to get good shots up front. And as a result, Monroeville caught and passed Rushi at the end of set number one to win it 26-24. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care. At Cutaway, owner is Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Miller serving for Monroeville to start set number two. Three hits by Rucci, and right away a crab. Faisal Francis.
There you go.
Oh, man. She packed some punch on that shot.
Well, that's your first team All-Stater. You really kind of need her to take over on that front line here.
Uh-huh. Opening point, Francis. Set number two. Monroeville up one set to none. Here is Lily Francis serving for Rucci. Monroeville sends it to the front line. There's a kill. It's good. Alexa Adams. Oh, man, she had some oomph behind that ball. We're tied at one apiece. No, that shot was long. I'm sorry. My mistake. Point Rucci.
Whoa, it sure looked good.
It didn't look like it was in. Rucci will take it. Raiders lead it 2-0. Flippo serving, 1-2-3 hits by Monroeville. Rucci kill attempt at the net, tried on the play by Hazel Francis, gotten back by Monroeville. Far back line, tracked down by Chapman of Rucci. Three hits Monroeville, kill attempt on the play by Miller. Rucci gets it back, little tip shot at the net by Celeste Borchers, gotten back by the Eagles. And that's a dandy. Well done by Reber. The ball dropped at the feet of a couple Raiders who were off balance. 2-1. Rucci scored the first 2 points. And Monroeville has broken the ice for itself. 2-1. Rucci leads. Oh, what a serve. Well done on the play by Holman of Monroeville. That had a lot of twisting action on the serve. Rucci tried to chase it down. Ball splattered off a set of hands off the court. Tied at two. Ball set near side for Cordonier of Rucci. Up and over. Three hits Monroeville. Set middle of the floor. Leaping into the air. Celeste Borchers. And it's in the net. No good. 3-2 Monroeville, which is tallied three straight. Serving for Monroeville, wearing number one on her back, Addison Holman. She's been a difference maker. Outstanding service by her and by Monroeville in general. Cross-court shot by Cordonier. Great save by Monroeville. 1-2-3 hits up and over. Here's a set by Izzy Chapman. Near side for the Cordonier-Francis pair. And the point's good for the Raiders. We're tied up at three. One set to none lead Monroeville, which came from behind in the opener to beat Rucci 26-24 after trailing 22-17. Izzy Chapman powers a long serve. It's in the air forever. It's on the back line. It's good. Monroeville watched that one sail in flight, and it landed on the stripe. Well done. Another serve here by the Raiders, who lead 4-3. Oh, there's a kill up front by Monroeville. It is middle hitter Alexa Adams who knocks one home. Tied up at four. Set number two, 1-0 Monroeville. On the front line for the Raiders right now are Cordonier, Hazel Francis, and up there as well is Celeste Borchers. Serve received by Rucci. Oh, my goodness, that shot for the Raiders. Too hot to handle on the receiving end. Who gets credit for that? Was it Hazel?
That was Hazel, yep.
And the lead for Rucci is 5-4. Early on, set number two. Jumping into the air, Hazel smacks the serve to the back line. And it is off the end of the floor. No good. Missed serve again. Tied at five. Alexa Adams serving here for Monroeville. She powers one, middle of the floor. Ball dug to the front line. Gardiner tips it up and over. Back set by Monroeville. Kill attempt by Maddie Miller. Blocked back by Rushi. Good rally going here. Flippo front line. Ball set middle of the floor for Hazel Francis. Blocked back by Monroeville. Near side of the floor. Gardiner gets it. And she knocks it down. 6-5 Rushi. Good teamwork there by the Raiders. Gordon, you're on the finish. She has played extremely well in this match.
She has got a free swing in this thing. There's no nerves on her part. She's just ripping.
Oh, look at that serve. It clipped the net. Monroeville's off stride. Eagles get it back. Block at the net by Borchers. Retrieved by Monroeville. Good shot attempt on the play by Maddie Reber. Rushi recovers. Oh, a glancing blow. Celeste Borchers. Jammed that one off the palm of Addie Adams. Point Rushi. 7-5 Raiders.
Off her palms and up into the seats.
Somebody's got a souvenir.
I think you have to give it back.
Oh, you do?
It's not like baseball.
Gardiner serves to home and serve receive. Here's a shot, middle of the floor. It is good. Monroeville, nicely placed. Well done action by Gabby Luce, who subbed in, and it's 7-6. 7-6, Rushi up a point. Raiders let that service fly out of bounds. Good look given on that play by Violet Armstrong.
Yep.
She didn't dare make the touch. 8-6, Rushi, which is down one set to none. Opener went to Monroeville, 26-24. Here is Rushi's Izzy Chapman. Backline Holman sends it up front to Gabby Luce. And Gabby Luce's shot is no good. It's a little crooked. And Rushi goes up a 3-9-6.
This is where Rushi has to have that no breaks. They need to just keep the metal down and keep pounding.
Yep. And here's a serve by Rushi. And it's off the floor to the right, wide. Chapman missed the mark. Again, I remark, that's been a big difference in this match, serving. Rushi has not served nearly as well as Monroeville. 9-7. Raiders still lead, though, set number two. Down one set to none. Three, it's Rushi. Two-hand push up and over by Cordonier. Set far side for Monroeville. Blocked back on the play. Beautifully done by Claudia Heaney. That was splendid. She anticipated the spike attempt coming from Addie Adams and blasted that one right back in her face. 10-7 Raiders. Early on, second set. Monroeville leads one set to none. Monroeville setting far side of the floor. The kill is good. Reber parked that one down the left side of the floor. Rushi was out of position. 10-8, Raiders up two.
Monroeville in the first set served at 966, and Rushi served at 815.
There you go. That has meant the difference in this match so far. Three hits Rushi. Far side of the floor, Celeste Borchers. And the ball is off the arm of a Monroeville player in the back line. Point Rushi. 11-8 Raiders. In that opening set, Monroeville had a lead at one point of 16-13. And then Rushi got hot. Looked like the Raiders were going to pull away and win it somewhat comfortably. Didn't happen. Great surge by Monroeville at the end. Down 22-17. Eagles won at 26-24. Side out to Monroeville. Poor serve by Rushi. 11-9. Raiders up two. Here's a set near side for Cordonier. Blocked back on the play by Addison Holman. And then the drill by Rushi is no good. It's at the foot of the official off the floor, right side, 11-10. The lead for Rushi is trimmed to one. Here's Flippo, digging, setting up front for teammate Hazel Francis. Her kill has gotten back.
Jeez.
By Monroeville. Line drive shot is good. Great play by Flippo. Oh, there's maybe two hits by a Raider on the near side of the floor. And we're tied up at 11.
I can't believe the velocity that they got on their third hit from the back line back there. And that was like a serve.
Here is Holman serving. Flippo to the floor to dig it up front to Gradagna. One, two, three hits by Monroeville, the last of which by Addy Adams almost goes down. Saved by the Raiders. Third hit, Monroeville, far side of the floor. It's loose. Loose barrels one, back right corner. He glances off the arm of a Raider. Point Monroeville, 12-11. Rushi led 11-8. It's 12-11 Monroeville. Four in a row. Great serve. A lot of spin off the wrist of Flippo. Point Monroeville. 13-11 Eagles. Midway set two. 1-0 Monroeville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market has truly gone local, offering you, the customer, what you want. Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town, North Loramie Drive-Thru is now the Schaefer Drive-Thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Market Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market. See all those new items as well as your old favorite, Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. We return to action, 14-11 Monroeville. Good block at the net by Rushi. Well done by Cordagna. 14-12 the score. Once down but three in this set. Monroeville had gone up three. It's been a seesaw, two sets of play. And the run at the end of the opening set by Monroeville did Rushi in. Here is Monroeville receiving the serve by Rushi. Ball airmailed to the front line. Great point by Addison Lyons of the Eagles, who lead it 15-12. Critical stretch here of set number two. Rushi can't afford to get much further behind. Down one set to none. 3-point lead Eagles. Three hits on the Rushi side. And the block attempt by the Monroeville Eagles is short into the net. Well done, Rushi. 15-13. Monroeville up two. Serving here for the Raiders, Hazel Francis. Holman digs it off the floor. Sets it far side for Reber. Rushi chases it down off the court at Celeste Borchers, but she cannot maneuver off the floor far enough to get to it. Point Monroeville, which is up three, 16-13. Serving here for Monroeville is Alexa Adams. It's down the right side of the floor, and giving it the once-over is Celeste Borchers. She says, I'm not going to touch that. It's wide. And she was right. 16-14. Monroeville up two. Here's Cordagna serving it for the Raiders. She blasts a low liner to Reber. Set middle of the floor. Alexa Adams Flippo goes lunging for it. This side of the floor. Gets a mid on it. That's it. 17-14 Monroeville. Addie Adams serving here for the Eagles. She walks into the shot. Ball dug off the floor by Rushi. Three hits near side. Up and over by Hazel Francis. Here's a back set, far side of the floor by the Eagles. Blocked back by Borchers. One, two, three hits by Monroeville. A good tip block at the net. Well done on the play by Rushi. Ruby Francis. Yes, indeed. Ruby. Right place, right time. That was a needed point. Very necessary. Didn't want to drop down to four. No, no. 17-15. Monroeville in the lead. Second set. Eagles up one set to none. Serving Izzy Chapman. Little sleight of hand maneuver by Monroeville. They windmilled, faked the shot. Rushi wasn't fooled. Guess what? Ruby Francis again! Way to go, Ruby.
She's on a roll right now.
17-16. Ruby with the block back. Trimming Monroeville's edge to one. Service to Chapman. One, two, three. It's Monroeville. Blocked back by Celeste Borchers. Set up far side for the Eagles. Flippo goes diving to the floor to save it. Goes near side to Borchers for the kill. Gotten back by Monroeville. Airmail to the back line to Flippo. Here's a set middle of the floor for Ruby. Monroeville gets the shot up and over, and Rushi's in the netting. 18-16 Monroeville.
Had a chance to tie it up right there and hit it right into the net.
Lions to serve for Monroeville, which is up two in set two, leading one set to none. Here is Izzy Chapman. Near side, it goes to Celeste Borchers. Down the left side, off the fingertips of Miller. It's good for Rushi. ...18-17, Flippo serving. Let's see if she can get Monroeville out of position. One, two, three hits. There's a back set. Good try by Alexa Adams. Rushi with a kill attempt. It's off the mark. No good. Adams with a lot of steam on that shot. 19-17 in favor of the Eagles. Miller to serve for Monroeville. Rushi down two. Flippo back line. Up front to Chapman. Middle of floor. Kill attempt. Yes. Hazel Francis records the point. 19-18. Rushi hanging tough. Raiders need a little surge. Serving Rushi. Back edge of the floor, Holman. Sends it far side of the court to Addie Adams, and she pounds it at the feet of a Raider. Borchers goes lurching for it, can't collect it. Two-point lead, Monroeville.
And they keep getting within one, and they can't get over the hump.
20-18, Monroeville. Serving here, Addison Holman, and Rushi lets it sail on by. Good decision by Flippo. It's no good. It's off the court. Oh, that was too close for comfort.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Well done by Flippo. Boy, she surveyed that shot all the way till it glanced off the hardwood. 20-19. Rushi down one. Trailing one set to none. Second set. Tip shot. Middle of the floor. Reber. Near side of the court. One, two, three, it's Cordonier. Got it. Ariana Cordonier explodes. 20-20 tie.
Cordonier's had a really nice match so far.
Last tie was way back at 3-3. Monroeville has led most of the second set. Good hit by Monroeville. And Rushi, far side of the floor, can't square up the shot very well. Good attempt by Rushi, but it's no good. As the ball was sprayed sideways, Monroeville up one, 21-20. Monroeville walks into the service. Oh, it's a twisting sinker to the far side of the floor. Rushi has trouble with it. Does get it over on three hits. Here's a kill attempt at the net by Reber. Blocked back by Rushi. Saved by Monroeville. 1, 2, 3 hits Raiders. Blocked back again by Monroeville. Good play by Cordonier going off the floor to save is Holman of the Eagles. 1, 2, 3 hits Raiders. Last one by Hazel Francis. Middle of the floor. Addie Adams from Monroeville. Little touch shot. Oh, what a rally. It's good. Monroeville gets the point. Well done by Casey Pops of Monroeville. Big stretch of 2 points right there, one by the Eagles. And here's a serve, a sinker, a dying quail at the feet of a Raider. It's good for Monroeville. 23-20 Eagles. Timeout. Rushi down 1-0. Monroeville 2 points away from taking set number 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Yep, it is do or die time in set number 2.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Rushi's down 3-23-20. Raiders need to answer right here with a couple points in a row to make this interesting and switch the burden of pressure to the Eagles, who serve. And look at that serve. It's a curveball. Down and out to the far side of the floor. Rushi simply can't take care of it. 24-20. That's the difference of the match. The serving from Monroeville has outdone Rushi. 24-20. That serve by Monroeville, though. They tried to cut it too close, back edge of the court, and missed.
21 for the win.
She did. Yep, it was Miller for Monroeville. As Chuck said, she went for the win, the gusto. Missed it. 24-21. Rushi needs 3 points in succession. And here's a shot, a kill, near side of the floor. Addie Adams sails it wide. The bench for Monroeville wanted a touch, a deflection by Rushi, but no dice. Rushi whiffed on it. It sailed wide. 24-22. Monroeville up 2. Timeout Eagles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors. They're friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, don't forget, Frisch's is in Sydney. It's still there, never left, going strong, as popular as ever. Frisch's, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75 in Sydney. The fabulous Frisch's favorites have passed the test of time for 75 years. That iconic big boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious vegetable soup and chili and more, including hot fudge cake at Frisch's in Sydney. Here's a good serve by Rushi, and then a block at the net for the Raiders is a good one. Well done. Ruby Francis has come up big here in this set.
She absolutely has.
24-23, Monroeville's lead trimmed to 1. Crucial point, Raiders. Serve, far right corner. Holman sends it up front to Reeder. Back set for Adams. She spikes it. She spikes it. Monroeville takes set number 2 to go up 2-0. 26-24. 25-23. Monroeville, a 2-0 lead here in the Division 7 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Welcome back on scoresbroadcast.com to Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Rushi down 2-0. It's been a recurring theme. We've repeated it. Can't ignore it. Serving a big difference in this match. Aces, or near aces, by Monroeville, plus shots that have been just too daggone tough to handle with sinking spin action. And Roosh has given away, what, maybe as many as 7 gifts as a result of faults on serves.
And not returning serves. Just the combination is the difference, being down 2-0.
No question.
Now, New Bremen was up 2-0 today and got beat 3-2. So let's see if Roosh can do switch that around here.
How about that? Newark Catholic, 15-7 over New Bremen in the deciding fifth set. Newark Catholic once trailed 2-0, beat New Bremen 3-2, so it is doable, no question about it. And Rushi is no stranger to playing 5 sets.
That makes a difference, too.
Yep, Raiders have done that all season long, numerous big opponents. Have had tussles with the Raiders, which have gone 5, and Rushi would love to extend this one to 5. At stake, a berth in the state championship match at 4 on Saturday at Wright State University. Here we go with set number 3. Hopefully it's not the last set of the evening for the Raiders. Here's a poor shot. Windmill action by Monroeville, middle of the floor, as Reber came up empty, ball went halfway up the net. Lazy swing. She was off balance. Rushi gets point number 1 to start the third set, having lost the first two, 26-24 and 25-23. And there, right on cue, unfortunately for Rushi, is another service blunder into the net. Here is Holman serving. Boy, she's been very, very good serving the ball for Monroeville. Good passing up front and a cross-court kill by Hazel Francis of Rushi. Beautifully executed. 2-1 Raiders. Here is Borcher serving middle floor Reber. Reber to Alexa Adams. She goes toward the back line with a shot. It's no good. A bit heavy. Missed it. 3-1 Rushi. Monroeville appears to be maybe a little too comfortable with itself right now. We'll see if this continues. Good serve by Rushi. Monroeville off the floor to save it. 1-2-3 hits. Raiders laughing by Cordonier. Oh, did she pound that one? Mormon couldn't collect it off her arm. Couple of the Eagles look to their coach. It's 4-1 Rushi here at the start of set number three, and it is a 2-0 lead, Monroeville. Rushi trying to claw back into this match. There's a fine spike up front by Monroeville. Alexa Adams slapped that one off the arm of a Raider, and it's 4-2. Four to two in favor of Rushi early on, set number three. There's a serve by Monroeville, and it is close to the back line. It's not in. It's off the court. Rushi will take it. Miscue serving by the Eagles, 5-2 Rushi. Serving Violet Armstrong for the Raiders. That's on the far side of the floor. Her serve is on the line, or at least it's close enough. Diving attempt by Maddie Miller is not clean. Point Raiders, who are up 6-2 here in the third set. Armstrong to serve again. Right down the right side of the floor once more. Three hits Monroeville. Rushi gets it back. Set near side for Cordonier. Good recovery by Monroeville. Here's a kill to the back line. Flippo digs it. Another hit to Cordonier. Push shot across the court. Gathered by Alexa Adams. And she drops it at the feet of a Raider. KC Poths gets credit for the make. 6-3. Rushi leads Monroeville by three. Serving here for Monroeville is Alexa Adams, and she blasts one to the far left corner of the floor, and it is no good. A little too much strength on that shot. Service is missed by the Eagles. A little bit of a dip in Monroeville serving at the moment. Rushi on top, 7-3. Raiders serve, 1-2-3 hits Monroeville. Answering the bell with a kill is Addie Adams. 7-4. Monroeville trails third set but leads 2-0. Here's Monroeville serving on the right side. Oh, the ball sprays off the palms of Rushi. Celeste Borchers, it's no good. 7-5. Monroeville within two. Serving is Addison Lyons. Middle of the floor for Rushi. Kill attempt by Cordonier. Got back by Monroeville. Reber, far side of the floor. Nudges it near side to Cordonier. There's a deflection near the net by Monroeville. And it goes off the court. Point Rushi. 8-5. Raiders up three. Cordonier gets the honors to serve here. Here is Cordonier. Oh, knocks that to the back line. Going off the floor to get it is Holman. 1-2-3 hits. Here's a nice set near side of the floor. Ball drilled on the play by Celeste Borchers. Gotten back by Monroeville. Oh, what a diving save on the back line for Rushi. Fine attempt by Cordonier. She scored that one over the net, but it was just outside the line. 8-6. Rushi up 2, third set. Monroeville not playing with quite the intensity in this third set that it displayed in sets 1 and 2. Here is Rushi. Three hits. Ball pushed up and over by Celeste Borchers. Block attempt, Rushi at the net. In the netting is Monroeville. Point Raiders. 9-6, Rushi up 3. Substitutions for Rushi. Izzy Chapman back on the floor along with Claudia Haney. 9-6, Rushi leads third set. Down 2-0. Chapman sinks the serve. Oh, it's executed nicely. And it's squirted wide on the play by Miller of Monroeville. She couldn't handle it. Let's see if Chapman can duplicate that here. 10-6, Rushi. Oh, she nearly does. Great save back line by Holman. Three hits Rushi, the last of which is a little push by Haney up and over. Three hits. Adams, Reber, blocked back by Rushi. Point Raiders. Nicely done. As out of position was Monroeville, which had five up near the net. 11-6, Rushi. Set number three. Chapman serving. She goes down the right side at the knees of the Monroeville player. She couldn't scoop it up. And Rushi's got the upper hand here in the third set, leading 12-6, down 2-0. On scores, broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And we owe Locale so much gratitude. Thank you so much, Locale Equipment at Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, Locale, which came to Shelby County from L.A., California back in the early 1980s. And Locale has been a founding sponsor, continuing with us for 20 years. Locale originated with ScoresBroadcast.com in 2006 and has participated for 20 years. Couldn't have gotten started without the support from Locale Equipment. We return to action. Rushi with two serves at the feet of Monroeville players. Monroeville is really relaxed, Chuck. Here in the third set, two straight points Raiders.
They have it. I'll tell you what, Izzy Chapman is just serving them out right now.
Uh-huh. Chapman again, line drive, jinxed it into the net.
That was close. That was going to be perfect if it was about 2 inches higher.
As it smacked the net cord, no good. 14-7, Rushi leads. Rushi momentarily had its biggest lead of this set at 14-6. Here is Addie Adams serving for Monroeville. Rushi with a faulty pass. It was toward the front line, and it was long enough. It clipped the bottom of the net. Rushi thought it might clear. No chance. Point Monroeville. Poor communication there. 14-8. Monroeville down 6. Adams serving again. The left-hander bombs one. Three hits near side. It is Borchers for Rushi. She clubs it over. Oh, look at that kill by Monroeville. Maddie Reber. She smacked one of the loudest punches of the night right there, Chuck.
That was what I call a free swing.
Right on. 14-9. Rushi up 5. Monroeville trying to creep back into the third set. 2-0 lead Monroeville over Rushi. State semifinals, volleyball, Division 7. Winner plays the Tiffin Calvert Tuscarawas winner on Saturday at 4 at Wright State. Second match to follow. Here's a big rally going on. Claudia Haney tips at the net. Gotten back by Monroeville. Set near side for Reber. Goes to Flippo back line. Rushi sets near side for Haney. She pushes it cross court. Three hits Monroeville. Diving for Donyer. No go. Ariana gave it all she could. As she went sliding across the hardwood, maybe picked up a splinter or two. Point Eagles, 14-10 Rushi. Third set. Left-handed serve down the far side of the floor. Rushi's out of position. They do get it over. Here's a kill near side. Reber. Good for Monroeville. 14-11. Five straight points, Monroeville. Rushi once led 14-6. About the time we said, Chuck, that the Eagles were relaxing, here they come.
Wow.
Oh, a great serve. Phenomenal serve. Beautifully done by Addison Holman. That looked like a spitball thrown by an MLB pitcher.
And it was on the ground. That was nice.
Sinking action at the feet of the Raiders, who couldn't dig it off the court. Point Monroeville, 14-12. Timeout Rushi, down two sets to none. On scores, broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is a big stretch for Rushi. Raiders need to answer back. Six straight points by Monroeville, which had been down 14-6. Rushi had a commanding lead, but six in a row by Monroeville make it seven. Oh, there's another dynamite serve. Boy, this Monroeville team, they serve darn near aces often at the feet of Raiders, who try to pass to the front line, just can't dig it high enough off the floor. 14-13. Here's a kill attempt. Three shots, Rushi. A good finish at the net for the Raiders to stop the bleeding. It's Celeste Borchers to make it 15-13. Rushi up two, down two sets to none. Here we are in the third set. Flippo to serve for Rushi. She glides forward. It goes to the back line. It is no good. It's long by 2 feet or so. Double-digit service errors by the Raiders in this match. Here is Monroeville serving middle of the floor. Flippo, 1-2-3 hits, last of which near side is tried by Hazel Francis. 1-2-3 hits by Monroeville. Kill, good. Addie Adams pounded that one down. We're tied up at 15. What a run by Monroeville, which has notched 9 of the last 10 points. Another serve. My goodness gracious. Addison Holman. The ball diving at the feet of the Raiders, who can't collect it off the floor. Rushi down one now. 16-15. Monroeville trying to come from behind in the third set and win it in three in a row. Serve receive Flippo. Near side, Francis, up and over. Ball set for Reber, middle of the court, Monroeville. Eagles make it look easy, leading 17-15. Eagles trailed 14-6, and Monroeville has turned it on since. Up 17-15, third set, leading two sets to none. Here's three hits for Rushi. Near side, Hazel Francis. She goes cross court and gets it. It was tipped to the front line by Monroeville, 17-16. In favor of Monroeville by one. Rushi once led 14-6 in this set. Oh, here's Holman. Digs it off the floor. Her high shot is crooked. It's wide right. No good. Point Rushi.
And a heck of a soccer play over there. Almost got him back in the point.
17-17 tie. Third set. Rushi serving. Three hits by Monroeville, the last of which is well done. That ball is smacked home on the play by Addie Adams. A Rushi player near side of the floor had a piece of it. But boy, that ball had too much wind behind it. What a stroke. 18-17 Monroeville, leading two sets to none. Serving, Addie Adams. Oh, it's well done. It's in the middle of the floor. Soft spot in Rushi's defense. Raiders can't come up with it. They're down two. Timeout. 19-17 Monroeville. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. We are Production Support Inc. That's productionsupportinc.com. On the web, check us out. Always looking for qualified job applications to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. Production Support Inc. in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. It is Casey Poths, spelled P-O-T-H-S, serving here for Monroeville, which is 6 points away from winning this match and advancing on to a state final against Tiffin Calvert or Tuscarawas at 4 o'clock on Saturday at Wright State. Serve, receive, Rushi. Three hits, Monroeville. The third of which is a kill by Addie Adams. She's got it. 20-17 Monroeville.
She is playing really well. She's a senior that doesn't want this to end.
The twins named Adams, Addie, and Alexa, they're star players. Another serve. Another serve. Glances off a Raider who was above the line, near side of the floor. Just simply couldn't collect it. Boy, these serves from Monroeville are too hot to handle. 21-17, Monroeville up four after erasing a 14-6 deficit. Another serve. Woo!
He pulled everybody over defensively where she's been hitting it, and she hit it to the other side on the floor. Nice shot.
Well, good observation, Chuck, and it was well observed by Monroeville, which saw Rushi crowd this side of the floor, and Monroeville went opposite on the serve to lead by five. Rushi on the back line, up front to Haney. Haney whips one over. 1-2-3, it's Monroeville. There's a kill attempt down the left side. Yes, Reber gets the point. 23-17, Monroeville up six. For the 3 5-foot-10-inch ladies for Monroeville, Alexa Adams, Addie Adams, and Maddie Reber, they've done a job in this state semifinal. Error by Monroeville. The service is long. 23-18. Monroeville in the lead. After once trailing 14-6. Wow, what a comeback by the Eagles here in the third set. Rushi serving. It's Armstrong. The third hit by Addie Adams sends Flippo off the floor for Rushi. Airmails it up front to Borchers, who gets it over. Monroeville knocks it to Rushi's back line. What a save by Flippo. 1-2-3, it's Monroeville. Set near side for Cadagna. Got it. Good effort, Raiders. Fine passing.
Well, you're right, Flippo. I thought the point was over. She was 10 feet passing. She was almost on basketball at 10 line when she got that back over.
And that was phenomenal by Courtney. 4-point lead, Monroeville. which was down 8 earlier on in this set. He had 3 hits on the Rushi side, last with a kill attempt on the play by Lily Francis. Got back on the play by Monroeville. Third hit, Monroeville. Addie Adams, good! A spike on the back line. No one home for Rushi. Set point, match point. Eagles, 24-19, third set. Alexa Adams serving, line drive, set up front for Borchers. Middle of the floor, Francis. Spike gotten back by Monroeville. 1-2-3 hits Rushi. Oh, there's a shot. That was either Cordonier.
It was Cordonier.
Yes. I was going to say Cordonier or Celeste. They were side by side. And Cordonier's been splendid here today for Rushi, which needs 4 in a row. Raiders are down 24-20, including the last point. They need 5 straight. Little tip shot at the net, dunked over by Monroeville. Near side, Cordonier. Reber saves. Back set for Addie Adams. Over. Nice play by Lily Francis of Rushi. Goes to the back line. Holman gets it for Monroeville. And she airmails one down the left side of the floor in the corner, and it's good! And that's how the set and match come to a close. 26-24, 25-23, 25-20 in favor of Monroeville. 3 sets to none. Rushi led 14-6 in that third set. Rushi had a 3-point lead. 11-8 in an earlier set. Simply couldn't sustain it. Rushi had leads in every single set, Chuck.
Yep.
They weren't large leads.
Boy, you can go to the serving. Well, we haven't seen the final stats yet. But, I mean, with your eyes, you watch them serve outstanding, and Rushi had mistakes. And I think that was the key to the difference.
Yep. Rushi didn't return a lot of serves. But when the Raiders did, they were out of position, off balance.
Yep.
And Monroeville took advantage. Great serving by the Eagles to knock out the Raiders, who led by 3 and 4 points in the first 2 sets, up once by 5 in an earlier set, 22-17, led 14-6 in the third, simply could not sustain and build leads, give Monroeville a lot of credit for its resiliency in this match here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that was one where Rushi had chances. I mean, they lost 3-0, but they had chances in each one.
They were in every single set. Simply put, Monroeville finished stronger in the first, second, and third sets to win 3 sets to none over Rushi. Hey, we are wholesale distributors of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We're Fox Supply. Located in Minster, we contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. Through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years and one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and to raise families. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. O'Reilly, home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We offer tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Always accepting job apps at O'Reilly's. You can contact O'Reilly in person, 560 East Main in Rushi. They're searching for experienced machinists, other entry-level positions, too. Or contact O'Reilly online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll highlight the Rushi roster and its seniors on this year's regional championship state semifinalist Rushi volleyball team when we return. Monroeville wins in three sets. Raiders were in all three sets. In fact, led in all three sets. Monroeville outserved Rushi and finished clearly much stronger in all three sets of action. Monroeville wins in three sets to none over Rushi here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Rushi Raiders win the regional in Division 7 volleyball, play here today in the state semifinal to Monroeville, and fall short 3-0, as we've noted in the last several minutes. Rushi could have won those three sets, led in all three, had a big lead, 14-6 in set number three, led 22-17 late in another set. They give Monroeville all the credit in the world. This Rushi team has had a lot of experience playing together, but Chuck, when you look at the roster, only three graduate. Courtney Flippo, Claudia Haney, Izzy Chapman. That's it. Everybody else back, right? So it's a club which next year should be able to take even another step forward in tournament play.
Well, I mean, it comes into the, when you step out there and it's a state semifinal, I don't care how much you talk about it being just another game. It's not. And the nerves stepped up a little bit, I think, for them. They had trouble with this return on service.
Yep.
And they had trouble serving, and that combination was the difference.
Yeah, there were simply just too many gifted points. Monroeville didn't have to earn them very hard.
Right.
And they got some easy ones.
But they played well. I was real impressed with them.
Yeah, Monroeville appeared to be a little relaxed, a little too cushy. Started the third set, then turned it on. Marucci was up 14-6 for the rest of the third set. It was all Monroeville, which won the third set 25-20 after winning the first two by scores of 25-23 and 26-24. Words from three new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi 102 East Main. Dr. Katie Bargy has Restore in business for you. We treat all orthopedic and neurological conditions, including balance and vestibular rehabilitation, to assist with restoring overall function, mobility, and well-being. At Restore PT and Wellness, we also perform dry needling services and running gait analysis. That sounds like something that maybe you and I both need, Chuck.
When you read it the first time, I'm going, wow, I might have to call.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi 102 East Main, Dr. Katie M. Bargy. Phone 937-710-8744. Eisenhart Homes, located in Botkins, you'll love with all your heart. Your new home from Eisenhart Homes. Our goal to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home that you will truly love. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, at Eisenhart, we will walk you through every step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail. Eisenhart stays within your budget, meets your goals for extremely high quality. And we're also experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. Eisenhart.com. My mistake, Eisenhart Homes.com. Eisenhart Homes.com. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more, as I noted. Again, on the web at Eisenhart Homes.com. You'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes in Botkins. And you'll surely love the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center. Savor the flavor at Curly's. 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roast to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for most meat enthusiasts. Today, through the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown, wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that is unmatched. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats. 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. That's Curly's, C-U-R-L-Y-S, meats.com. Curly's Meats.com. Curly's Custom Meats.
Well, I've got your Clancy's Players of the Game when you're ready for that.
Yeah, I thought a couple or three Raiders stood out. Ariana Cordonier for sure.
Absolutely. And the other one that I was real impressed with was Ruby Francis.
Uh-huh.
I thought she had a terrific match. And on the other side, you got to go with Homan and you got to go with Pokes. Those two served like crazy. It was fun to watch.
And this segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Chuck, as we noted before the match started, we ran down the entire roster for Rushi. Only three seniors, Courtney Flippo, Claudia Haney, and Izzy Chapman. Everybody else returns. There's Lily Francis, a junior. Celeste Borchers, a junior. Macy Smith, a sophomore for Rushi. Violet Armstrong, a junior. Ariana Cordonia, a sophomore. Ava Gibson, a junior. Ruby Francis, a freshman. She was very good today. Alicia Flippo, a sophomore. Hazel Francis, a junior. Jocelyn Wasaki, a sophomore. And Therese Gibson, a sophomore. Young team. Credit to Coach Watkins and his staff and his fine players for advancing all the way to the state semifinal in Division 7 volleyball, getting over a big hurdle en route, and knocking off Fort Loramie in a regional championship.
Well, you know what? They'll look back on this season and be disappointed they lost this one, but then they're going to remember that regional final, and they're going to be okay.
Hey, we've got football tomorrow night from Mechanicsburg. Understand now the weatherman is continuing to cooperate. The last thing I saw was rain ending before noon. We should have a dry field at Mechanicsburg, and that might be a shootout. 7-8 touchdowns or more. Anna Mechanicsburg, this Anna high school football team, Chuck, has really rounded into a quality team. Every single position group, talented with depth. And Logan Ziegenbusch, for a sophomore, he's played like a redshirt senior at QB. He is guiding this team. And even though Mechanicsburg had the bye last week and was the 3 seed, I think Anna, because of its schedule, though it's the 6 seed, is probably the favorite on the road.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And it's the year of the sophomore quarterback. You got Julian Sain, and then you got Ziegenbusch. But Anna.
Oh, you can go right down. I think the MAC has got a few other outstanding sophomores.
A lot of youngsters. Yeah. What a league that is.
Fort Loramie, Heckman. Sophomore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Playing QB for the Redskins.
Yeah.
So that's our next broadcast. We're on the air tomorrow evening, 6:20. with our pregame segment. We'll talk to head coaches Nick Marino of Anna and Kirk Forrest of Mechanicsburg. 26 years of coaching experience between those two. And we look forward to a fine football game tomorrow night. Should Anna win and advance on, likely opponent Northeastern in a regional semifinal. Looking down the road, Coldwater lurking regional championship. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but we might see a rematch. Anna Coldwater the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
And that was a really good game for Anna in the regular season. That was probably the best game they played.
You had the privilege of seeing Lehman beat Minster last Friday night.
Wow.
You and Bryant Billing. Your thoughts on the Cavaliers, who were unbelievable on offense.
They were unstoppable. I mean, Minster adjusted, and Lehman just did different things, and it was impressive. We got a foul ball, knocked off the water bottle. That was pretty cool. And I'll tell you, I would love to see that game tomorrow night. I haven't seen Marion this year. I've seen their scores. I think Lehman can hang with them. I think they can score points against them. Well, I mean, we'll see, because Marion beat Minster 42-0. So
the Marion strategy will be hog the football.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to Minster. They got behind, then they had to do something that they weren't real good at. And he had some nice passes, but he also had four interceptions.
So many thanks to all of you who joined us here tonight for Rushi volleyball coverage. This was bonus coverage of high school sports that were on the air for 11 months, August to June. Volleyball really doesn't present a lot of opportunity during the broadcast to drop in our commercial sponsors. We do the best we can. So this was bonus coverage this evening. So many thanks to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane providing propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Guarantee you, Rushi Volleyball, easy for me to say, Rushi Volleyball will be back and mighty strong again in fall of 2026.
Absolutely. I mean, you ran down the roster. We're going to miss the seniors because they were good, but they have a nucleus of being an outstanding volleyball team next year.
Raiders bow out of the state tournament, losing in the state semifinal here tonight to Monroeville, 25-23, 26-24, and 25-20. Thanks so much to all of our sponsors here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to you, our online listeners. Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, On-Site, and Engineering. Gratitude to Bryant Billing and Brandon Coverman, who were on board for volleyball last Thursday and Saturday. Bryant was with you at the Sydney Memorial Stadium on Friday night for that high school football game that lasted from 7 p.m. to midnight.
I got home after 11, and I live in Piqua.
Monroeville ends Rushi's volleyball season. Raiders conclude the campaign 21-7. Only three seniors graduate. Rushi will be a very good volleyball team next season, and we look forward to the Raiders in Shelby County League action once again in 2026. For all of our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler. Monroeville tops Rushi in three sets on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.